I'm Gareth.
I'm Bertie.
And I'm Dan.
And you're listening to Podpit,
a podcast about real people doing amazing things,
with a little chaos sprinkled on top for good measure.
I've hit the timer, Dan. I've hit the timer. We've got 15 minutes to do a roundup on season two of Podpit.
Well, why are we doing this, Dan? We're doing this because, one, we've been far too busy to do a full episode at this point, which we'll get into, but also because it's a nice opportunity for just to look at everything that we've done so far this season, thank some of the people that have been on, and pick out our highlights. So I think reviews are good.
Absolutely. I think reviews are a massive part of the world we live in. We all want them as small business owners as well, but this is a slightly different type of review that you and I are going to sit, look back at the list of episodes that we've got in season two, and just sort of do a quick top and tail on them, really.
It's good to reflect, isn't it?
Good to reflect. I like that. Reflection is the word of the day, considering it is only like 10:15 on a Wednesday morning. It's a nice word to start the day with. So one thing we should point out, though, obviously Bertie's not here. Bertie's been a little bit MIA. He's been a seriously busy boy, as we have as well. We've all been busy, and which is why we've probably taken the foot off the gas a little bit. But Bertie's just up to his neck in muck and bullets at the minute. So
muck and bullets, that isn't, I've never heard that one. That must be a Brummie thing.
It must be, mate. It must be. I think it was my old boss that said that to me once. But up to his neck in muck and bullets. But yeah, you can have that one for free. So Bertie, don't worry though. Bertie will be back. He will be back next year. Next season, shall we say. Don't worry. We will be back with more episodes in season three of Podpit. But let's get stuck into this. Let's get on with it. So season two started with just Bertie and I.
Yeah,
didn't
so
it?
There'll be a couple of episodes through season two where I was missing. I think you've been the one consistent factor across them all. But yeah, we'll take us right back to the beginning. That was just as I started coming on board, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So episode one was with Mr. Joe Hayes. He spoke about being a creative business owner and a new parent, because it was just at the point where his little girl had just been born. And that was quite a nice one, actually, because that was Bertie, Joe and I all with young kids, you know, talking about driving creative businesses and the young family. So that was quite a nice one, really. And Joe later came back as well for another episode where we spoke more depth about content.
He's a brilliant guest, is Joe, and I'm not just saying that because he's a mate. He's got some good stories, some excellent ideas, and I love talking to him. Joe and I started our businesses at pretty much exactly the same time, and we're almost exactly the same age. So yeah, it's quite nice that we help each other through these journeys.
He looks a lot older than you.
Yeah, what can I say? I've got a baby face. I don't blame Joe for that. I think it's more I look young than he looks old.
Yeah, he's had a hard paper round. So after that, we have Mr. Lawrence Bath, who is our copywriting chum. He spoke at length about tone of voice and how it's important in business to have the right sort of message and narrative for your brand and your marketing strategy sort of mapped out. Lawrence, again, he was another guest that came back on later on as well. We did an episode about New Year's resolutions that really resonated with Lawrence, and he really took on board some of the New Year's resolution stuff, and he came back and we had a good chat about that later on.
It always amazes me how underappreciated copywriters are. It's almost like, because we can all read and write, everyone thinks that they have the skills to write decent copy, but when you get people like Lawrence who are really, really good at what they do, makes a world of difference. I think people, businesses in general, should probably expect more from themselves. And I think
it shows how used we are to shit copy.
Yeah, I think that's probably. It's partly that. Yeah, and also, it's a bit like how I can do maths, but I can't be an accountant. So just because I can write, why should I be considered I could do copy?
When you get some good copy, like a lot of the stuff that Lawrence puts out. Yeah. You really see the difference. But yeah, that was it. And then after Lawrence, Dan, there was a certain scallywag called Mr. Dan Buckley came on and spoke about creativity and marketing. And that was the moment our three-way bromance.
Our whole world's changed.
Yeah. That was when we got to put the band together.
I was trying to think of like examples of bands finding that missing link. I'm struggling a little bit. Like, I'm thinking maybe when Queen found Freddie Mercury or...
That's quite a good one, actually. Freddie Mercury, I'd definitely be Brian May. Bertie would be
the other one.
on the drums at the back.
Yeah. Sacrilege as well, especially after like watching Glastonbury all weekend and seeing all like the legends of music, not knowing every member of Queen is awful, and it will come back to us later on for sure. It's going to pop into our head.
Definitely. But yeah, that was when we got you on board. And then I actually did an episode after yours with a lady called Ellen Stokes, who builds some really cool exhibition stands. And she came on and spoke about like why exhibitions are awesome. Because at that point in time, they were really gathering pace again after COVID. And that was a really nice exhibition episode, because Ellen's super, super positive about exhibitions. And she was a great guest to have on. And then after Ellen's episode, that was when we announced you as the new co-host. So that was the Three Musketeers episode, which is the highest, the most listened to episode of the series still. So it was when the three got together and had our chit chat. That was when it sort of kicked off into our sort of three co-host sort of sessions, and we got Mr. Bradley Hatchett on after that.
That was a brilliant episode.
Top boy.
I'm gonna say every episode's a brilliant episode, but that one was he really knows his stuff, and I definitely suggest people go back and listen to all of these episodes. But Bradley's was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bradley's a good guy and he's got a great business. I'm not in my club anymore. I'm struggling to get to the meetings. I was struggling to get there, and they're really great. The venues are insane, so good. And they've got Royal Ascot now as well. And I just got to a point where I was just really struggling to get along to them, because from where I'm based, I just can't, like every one of them is like at least an hour drive. It was just getting a like for a 2-hour meeting, it was a whole day out for some of them. And it just, I just struggled with it, really. And I mean,
great as a platform. The events that I've been to have been second to none. My issue is that I don't have time for networking. And I think we could probably do a whole episode on this.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we've barely got enough time to do the podcast, let alone get to networking meetings. So it's something I'd revisit. But I think Network My Club are fantastic. If you haven't ever checked them out, you want to look into new networking, certainly do that and look at their site. But I can see how it's especially from where you live, it's not an easy.
And it was a wrench, like leaving it and you know, letting the sort of membership run down. But because the team are great as well, like Bradley's, he's a proper lad, and then you got Sam, and there's a new guy there, Jack Beck, who is like the ultimate West Ham fan. Like you'd get on really well with him because he's football nuts, and I say he's football nuts, he supports West Ham, so he can't know that much about football.
You know what? You can tell a lot about a person by what football club they support.
He's a good lad, Jack is. And then after Bradley, we had Mr. Joey Fernando Hayes back on talking about content, which was an episode I really enjoyed. Something that Bertie and Joe are superb with. That was a really good one, actually. I really enjoyed talking to Joe about that, because you could see
that's what was quite nice about through. I mean, I don't want to spend this whole episode bigging up Joe, but it's what I enjoy about working with him on projects, is like he really cares. We're looking at doing some Ocean View video stuff in the next month, and we've got to catch up about it next week. He's so passionate about it that it makes you passionate, it rubs off. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking about, you may have seen the video I did from London while I was doing some lecturing on an accelerator program. Anyway, he was the one that convinced me. He goes, Dan, let's just do 45 seconds, just you to camera. I just think it'd be really good. And he got me to do it, and I posted it. It was the most engaged or most engagement I've got on a LinkedIn post probably ever. And that's all him. That's all him and his passion for mental, content. So yeah, another shout out to Joe. This is going to be sickening by the end of it. It's Joe super fans.
But no, yeah, absolutely massive fan of Joe and his work. But yeah, like putting you on the spot like that means you can't think about it and you just do it. And like, you're confident enough to pull that off. Some people would freeze and it would be shit, but you're good enough in front of the camera to go, all right, let's do it. Boom. Confident enough to just crack on. But yeah, Joe's ace. And we also had a little snippet at the end of that episode, which we released as a bonus, which was Bertie and Joe planning OnlyFans content. They've still not done that, but it's summertime now. So it's a good time for them to do that because it's some good light in the woods. It won't be too cold for Bertie when he gets his kit off and starts skipping through the woods. Because that was the sort of like brief that Bertie set Joe, which it makes me feel a little bit sick in the mouth actually. But some people it might flick some switches, who knows? Someone will buy it. But we'll come back to that later on in the year, I think. Then we had Lawrence back on talking about New Year's resolutions, and how a lot of people fall off the wagon with those resolutions that they set. And I think, my resolutions are a distant memory.
And I think
now.
maybe towards the end of the year, we look back and maybe do a reaction video to what we said and see, did we actually pull it off?
What must have been one of them. I'm using my marketing plan board a lot more than I had previously, but that was
I'm drawing a blank. I cannot remember what I said.
I might give Lawrence a call and say, right then, dude, are you still doing yours? He's dead set on it. He was like, no, I'm going to keep doing it. The next episode, I'm just conscious of time here. Oh, we're going to run out of time, but yeah, I might just cheat and just press pause on the timer because the next episode was with the incredible Jessica Davanzo. It was awesome, wasn't it? I just think she leveraged that episode probably better than anyone else.
Yeah, I also think what was interesting about that one was it was so unique in terms of the content. And actually, it probably would have translated even better over video. It was one of those where we could have done it. We probably could have done it as a video piece solely, and it would have translated really well. It's always hard because it was quite visual, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we have got the video footage. So I might lean on Bertie to see if he can put that together because we could re-release that as a video.
No, it was so much fun. It was great to hear about her business. It's such an exceptional example of how to be sustainable in modern business, and I think there was like learning points, but also just a lot of fun, just a good laugh on it. And we got loads of freebies, which is amazing.
That was probably my favourite episode because it was just a lot of fun. We need to get the video done and put on the YouTube channel that we haven't set up yet. But we'll have a chat with Bertie on that. It might get done in about 2027, you know, the way it's going. But Kev Smith, your mate from the gym.
Yeah, that was great. It was, I mean, the WOD weekend stuff that Kev's built is just so, so cool. And like anyone that's into fitness, that's definitely one to go back and listen to because the way that Kev does it, and the way that he puts together these packages and these weekends and the types of functional fitness, and it's all CrossFit driven and stuff, and that's his background. But yeah, it's just a really cool concept. And you see more and more of these style businesses popping up, almost lifestyle retreat businesses. But that was really cool to get Kev on. And thoroughly enjoyed hearing more about what he has to do and his passion. Obviously, he's a massive rugby fan like you.
Yeah, he's... He's just an interesting guy to talk to. He's got a really interesting story. And we picked up a shitload of fitness freak fanatics as followers on Instagram off the back of that. And
you're going to be very disappointed with our content. When they see pictures of us, they're going to be bitterly disappointed. Their expectations might be slightly different. But
we've got eco warriors on there as well, haven't we? Our Instagram following is very, very... bizarre, I think. Diverse. Probably like that. Diverse.
The Kev episode was brilliant. Really grateful for him to come on. He's just a lovely bloke. Like, honestly, I can't imagine anyone having a bad word to say about the guy. He's just a great guest to get on.
Next guest was one that cost me a lot of money to get on the pod. because it was a world-renowned expert on unicorns, and yeah, she was an expensive guest. It cost me £20 and a shake away.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was brilliant. You know, it was such a different turn from the conversations we have been having. But also, just been must have been amazing for you. You must have been so proud having Emily on, and she did so well, bless her.
Yeah, I mean, she always asks me about the podcast when it comes up in conversation, and she's always very inquisitive about it. And she was like, "Oh, can I come on?" And I was like, "Well, I can't say no," you know. And it was a different take on like what we normally do, and she enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. You boys had a laugh, and she got 25 listens, and she's super pleased with that.
Yeah, she should be. It was brilliant. I'm sure it won't be the last time she's on. Have you enrolled her in drama school?
Starcast, which if you're in the Salisbury Fording Bridge area, they've got classes all over the shop. And yeah, she does that. So she's on Saturday morning. She does half an hour of singing, half an hour of dancing, half an hour of acting, and she absolutely loves it.
Yeah, she's going to be a superstar.
Yaron Engler was up next. And it sort of took quite a deep turn there with that episode, with Yaron sort of pushing buttons, really, with us three. And particularly Bertie opened up quite a lot.
Yeah, it was a special episode, that, because it did take a complete turn from the sort of unicorn episode before, but also allowed us to open up and kind of showed how comfortable we all are around each other, that we can open up about some pretty deep stuff,
yeah,
and talk about. I mean, Yaron's, his business and what he does is all around getting men to talk more and to be more considerate of each other, but also considerate of ourselves. And it was fascinating hearing his thoughts. But yeah, it was a good opportunity for us to just open up about some quite deep topics, and a very different Pod Pit that week, I think.
One of the longest of the series, actually. In fact, yeah, it's the second longest episode of the series. So it shows you how invested we were in the subject matter there. And then the last episode, before this one, obviously, before our reflection episode, was with a good friend of mine, Anthony Rowell, who is the client success director and sustainability lead at one of my main suppliers. And he's also on the board of the BPIF, the British Printing Institute. Oh, I can't remember the BPIF, but he's the basic sustainability lead for that as well. So he's a big noise in print, and he spoke at length about eco-friendly printing and like his commute to work and like working remotely, and also some pet hedgehogs on trains, which I think was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my my hedgehog experience, one of my few experiences of being up in Scotland. If you want to hear that story, go back and listen to that episode. But yeah, well, it was a great one. Obviously, I hadn't met him before, but really interesting what he's doing. And it just shows the importance of sustainability. I mean, we've had a couple of sustainability related guests now. So yeah, it was great. That was a great episode. Enjoyed that one.
And that was season two, basically. And I mean, that came out in May. So it's been quite a while since we've been on the pod. And I think because of the gap, we've decided to sort of draw a line at season two there. We have got a couple of guests that we are sort of primed to get on, but we're going to delay their appearances until season three. Season three is going to take a slightly different tack. We're going to do monthly episodes because of workload, our own workload. And we're probably going to focus more on commentary. Like, the pod's going to change like to a commentary sort of type pod rather than an interview type pod, with the three of us talking more at length about topics that we feel passionately about, learning more about, and experiences dealing with said topics. I've got a couple written down here. AI, it's on the tip of everyone's tongue at the minute. I think we should definitely put our thoughts to that. Workload, we're all experiencing quite a lot of that at the minute. Women's sport is something we've been talking about quite a lot recently. And then potentially quite an interesting one, clients, do an episode on clients and service and keeping clients happy and like how we do it. And also maybe some horror stories with like when things go wrong, how do you deal with it? You know, that would be quite an interesting one. We've also got a good friend of mine, MUFON investigator. I'm really keen to get him on. He investigates UFO sightings and like investigates the legitimacy of them.
Yeah. I've still got it in my to-do list. I want to interview a professional wrestler. That's my go-to. In fact, slightly off topic, my brother-in-law works at the O2 Arena, and they've got, as a ticket manager, and they've got the WWE there this weekend, and they needed seat fillers. So they needed people who could, when people leave, so that there's not gaps in the crowd and camera and stuff, they need people who could jump in and help. But we're away. We're seeing friends this weekend. I was like, this is my one opportunity to work with the WWE, my life dream. I'm going to have to wait until next year, I think. So, we're going to get some good... I think, obviously, I don't think anyone listening to this ever thinks that this is a professional podcast that we get paid to do. This is absolutely, as everyone knows, just a passion project for three guys who run their own businesses. And sometimes life gets super busy running your own business and you have to put these things to the side. But the feedback that we've got has been amazing. It's helping us decide the direction we want to take it in and what people want to hear and what people want to listen to. So the more feedback we get, the better. So please send over any thoughts you have when you listen to this. And we're just going to keep doing it and changing it because we like it, not for any other reason than this is a passion of ours and we don't want it to die off. So I think the changes will be a good thing for next season.
Yeah, I think it will bring a little bit more consistency from our side as well. Because we were recording every week, which was quite a challenge for us, juggling various businesses, families and commitments outside of work as well. And we were releasing episodes fortnightly, so we always got ahead of ourselves, but it was just getting more and more challenging. And I think the gap in releasing any episodes has been proof of that. So I think by shifting it slightly to a monthly podcast, I think we can maybe make the episodes slightly longer, maybe get a couple of episodes, you know, from each recording, and maybe sort of like do part one, part two releases throughout the month, and which will drive a bit more interest perhaps. I think the changes that we've got planned are going to be good. We also want to get some more content on the social channels. So if you're not listening, if you're not connected to us on Instagram, definitely get on there. We are at the Pod Pit on Insta. That was the other thing as well, Dan. I was going to say, I'm in a car with Bertie for 2 hours on Wednesday next week.
Film as much as you can and see what we get out of it. Just take a GoPro.
Yeah, I'll get Bertie to hook one up and we will, we'll see what we get. It could be Gareth and Bertie on tour once again. But yeah, mate, thanks for coming on today and doing this reflective review wrap up. Episode and to everyone who has listened and tuned in and subscribed, thank you. Please leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts in particular. Please leave a 5-star review. It makes a massive difference to our visibility on the platform. In fact, anywhere you can leave a review, leave one. We want feedback. We want people to message us, email us, to say what they want more of. And how we can improve it. So
thank you for today, mate. Thank you to everyone for listening who has listened, and looking forward to season 3.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you can please leave a 5-star review, as it really helps the podcast.
He's been Gareth.
He's been Bertie.
He's been Dan.
And you've been listening to Pod Pit.
Anyone else fancy pizza?